016. 016.
Tell me everything you know about the pilgrims.
I know that they first began at Plymouth Rock, and they were sort of enemies with the Indians, and they made Thanksgiving when they made friendship with the Indians. That's what I know.
Anything else?
Yeah, many of them died because of they starved, and when they got there, they didn't have much supplies, so they had to start from scratch and everything. They brought diseases to the Indians' homeland, and many of the Indians died too.
Okay, tell me what you know about George Washington.
He was the first president, and he used to be a general, and he was one of the delegates. And he was part of the 13 colonies. And he was a plantation owner, and he was in the War of the Delaware.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the Declaration of Independence.
James Thomas wrote most of it, and it made the rights of our people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you can tell me if you're not sure. That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Benjamin Franklin.
He was one of the first ones to sign the Declaration. And he wasn't... At first he didn't get a chance to go to school, but then he just started reading books, and that's how he really got smart. And he discovered electricity using a kite and a key.
Mm-mm. Okay. Tell me what you know about Abraham Lincoln.
He was one of the presidents to get assassinated, and he was one of the causes of the civil rights ending, and he is on the rocks. He is known for one of the greatest presidents.
Anything else?
No.
Tell me what you know about the Civil War.
It was fought for the rights of blacks, and it was two different sides, the Confederate and the I know one side was the Confederate, and it was said to be one of the most deadly wars that was ever done in North America. That's it.
Nothing else about the Civil War?
Many people became rebels, and weren't on either side. And so, if anybody had to send spies, they had to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me what you know about the Constitution of the United States.
Talking about,
tell me what you know about the Constitution of the United States.
I know that it was made in the 17, it was made around 1776, and it was something that the delegates had to argue over and make sure they was arguing over whether it should be one government or separated powers. And they came to a choice of separated powers.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
That's it? Okay, tell me what you know about John F. Kennedy.
He was an assassinated president that was involved in the Civil Rights Act with Martin Luther King. He was very, very important because he was the president, and he had all the power over whether or not there should be segregated schools and all of that.
That's it, John F. Kennedy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the atomic bomb.
Albert Einstein made it to in the World War to destroy the Chinese, and then there was a disease caused by that bomb called leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's all? Okay. Tell me what you know about the Industrial Revolution.
I know that it was fought between the British and the colonies, and they were fighting because they wanted their rights and they didn't want to go back to the English to England. That's it.
Okay. Now tell me what you know about Martin Luther King Jr.
I know that he died for the rights of the blacks and was known for his speeches. He was very intelligent and had to show his courage, because there was many people out there to kill him, and had to prove that violence wasn't the answer.
Mm-mm. Okay. Tell me what you know about the slave trade.
It was set up in a triangle, and they rubbed like grease all over them to make them shiny, to make them look good, and so they could sell. And it was they traded. At first, they had the Chinese working, but they saw that they died quickly, so they had to get people that was able to work in the sun. And they traded the slaves for things like grains and silk, stuff like that. And that's it.
Nothing else about the slave trade? Okay. What do you know about the Civil Rights Movement?
I know that Malcolm X and Martin Luther King were joined in it. They fought. It was fought for the rights of the blacks. They wanted the same rights as the whites. They felt that it was unfair for them to have all the special treatment instead of what they deserved. So they boycotted the buses in Montgomery, and they marched and fasted. They made speeches of encouragement to keep going for their rights.
Okay. So what do you know about Harriet Tubman?
I know that she was an abolitionist, that brung slaves to the north, where they could be free, and was one of the first people to use the Underground Railroad. She was more fearless than some people were. So she wasn't very afraid to keep coming from the north. That's it.
Nothing else? Okay, tell me what you know about Frederick
Douglass. Was one of the first black men to be known to read and be considered special, like a lawman to the whites, to fight for the blacks, for black people's rights. The NAACP was made by
Even if you're not sure, you can tell me anyway.
I think it was Duke Ellington who started, or that's all.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Malcolm X.
At first he was real bad and was sent to jail because he was like running a heist with two white women stealing. The white women would babysit and they would steal a lot of money they could find out of the people home they would babysit for. And so, the white women, they said that it was Malcolm X who did it and not them. And he was sent to jail, and Elijah Muhammad talked to him about different things, and he became a Muslim. And he was one of the civil rights leaders too, but he believed in violence with violence.
Mm-hmm.
And he was assassinated along with Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Muhammad Ali.
He made up the phrase "shock the world," and was one of the boxers to have the championship most often, and used the rope-a-dope to win his last championship. He changed his name and he was like an instigator, like an antagonist, like a bothersome person. And he went over in Africa to speak, and they didn't like it.
Tell me what you know about the Ku Klux Klan.
I know that they are in some parts of the United States today and in favor and slavery of blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed Emma Till.
Mm-hmm.
And they killed many other blacks during the civil rights movement.
Mm-hmm.
They burned and bombed many churches and homes of black people.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me what you know about the Montgomery bus boycott.
It was started by Rosa Parks because she was sent to jail because she didn't want to go sit in the back of the bus. She didn't want to get off the bus for another white man. And she didn't get out the bus, so she was sent to jail. And then Martin Luther King said, if you don't let her go, we're gonna cause a trouble for the bus company. So they made sure everybody walked from place to place instead of getting on the bus. And that's how they ended the ended the segregation of people getting in the back, the blacks getting in the back.
Mm-hmm,
that's it.
Okay, very good. Moving right along. Been a great job. Tell me what you know about, we're moving in the literature now. What do you know about Little Red Riding Hood?
I know that it's like a story told to children to amuse them, and it has, you know, a grandmother, a wolf, and it shows that the people who do crime always get paid, don't always get, you know, paid.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Cinderella.
I know that she was a very hard worker, and that she was treated very badly and was more of a ragged person, and was very, very beautiful at the end of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed that your hard work always pays off.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. What do you know about an orchestra?
I know that it's like a musical piece. It's like part of a, it's like a band, except it does classical music. And it has a conductor to do all the, to make sure that everybody does their music right.
Mm-hmm.
And an orchestra is part of the opera. And that's it.
Anything else about orchestra? Okay. Tell me what you know about Little House on the Prairie.
It was like times of the West, people, you know, people moving into the West to find gold, like that. And it was about like how people get along in those times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Nothing
else? Okay,
what do you know about The Wizard of Oz?
I know that it was more of a fictional story because it had witches and it was about a girl having a dream. She was in her dream and she wanted to get home from a tornado. They had a tornado and she ended up in this dream world. And she had to find the wizard so she could get home.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay, that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about Pinocchio? What can you tell me about Pinocchio?
I know that it was efficient because wood can't come to life, and that it It was more like a lesson to learn in some parts of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because he lied, and every time he told the lie, he grew into a donkey. And his nose grew longer and longer every time he lied. So he was running off and doing all kinds of bad things like the rest of the children were, and ended up getting lost.
Okay.
And that's it.
Nothing else about Pinocchio?
No.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Elvis Presley.
I know that he was like a gospel and a rock singer, because he made some gospel, and he was like a blues singer, because he sung songs like Hound Dog, like some songs like that, and he was like a smoker. And he died from smoking.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Alice in Wonderland.
I know that it was like a dream world, because the girl like drifted off every time she went in the Wonderland. And was like, you know, she acting like she didn't know nothing about it. And so she was like real scared and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay, what about Peter Pan? What do you know about him?
He's like a nymph, cause like a fairy nymph or something like that. Cause he can fly and he got all kinds of special powers, and he uses his imagination to do all the fun. He tells little kids to just think about flying, and then they'll start flying. So that's how Peter Pan was made. Yes.
Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about ballet? Tell me what you know about that.
I know that it's for elegant people, and you have to have like real good balance and strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
And be able to think. To write plays and things like that. And that's it.
That's it? Okay. What do you know about jazz?
I know that it is mostly played by blacks, and it is sung by B.B. King and Charles Ray.
Okay.
It is sort of in a group with blues.
Mm-hmm.
But and it sort of brings you down. It uses instruments like the guitar and the saxophone.
Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Maya Angelou.
He was a very good artist that made the pictures like Picasso.
Anything else about Maya Angelou?
That's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about the blues.
It brings you down,
mm-hmm.
and it sometimes make you wanna. It makes you think about something about what's happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get fired from your job, or you just got a divorce or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you know about Michael Jackson?
I know that he has many brothers and sisters that in music, and was accused of sexual harassment. Pretty good at making music.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about B.B. King.
He is one of the blues and jazz singers,
mm-hmm.
and is honored in Memphis on Beale Street.
Mm-hmm.
And has made many musical pieces. And that's it.
Okay, what do you know about Motown? You want to stretch or something? Motown?
I know, it's in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Detroit, and it's one of the music producers that stars off records and has one of the most records sold, and many people have started their music career at Motown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay. What do you know about Roots?
I know that it's a movie about blacks doing slavery and coming from the slave trade. It was a movie about how the people get in North America.
Mm-hmm.
and how many other blacks trapped their fellow members and took them back to be slaves with them. She is one of the most popular music divas. And sings jazz. That's it.
What do you know about Sammy Davis Jr.?
I think he was a musician too.
Okay.
That's all I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about the color purple?
It is about the how two sisters got along during times of slavery, and how their father, that the father treated them. And that's it.
Okay, this is the last section. Now we're going to talk about things that happened in the news. Okay, what do you know about Bill Clinton?
I know that he was almost impeached because he had an affair with Monica Lewinsky while doing his presidency.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to be impeached because of it, and he was a pretty good president.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he came from Arkansas, and that's it.
That's all for Bill Clinton. Okay, what do you know about
Elian
Gonzalez?
I know that he was in an airplane crash and was found and took to his relatives, and they were arguing over him. They argued over him. He got sent back with his dad instead of his aunts and cousins.
Okay.
And his mother died in the plane crash. And that's it.
And that's all for the other one. What about the Columbine shooting? What do you know about that?
I know that it was done by a little boy. And was caused by the bullying of other children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
What about the Oklahoma City bombing?
It was done in a bank, and they had to use many police dogs to find the people under all the rubbish. That's it.
What do you know about Princess Diana?
She died in a car crash.
Mm-hmm.
And was about just about to get married. She was the princess in England. And that's it.
Okay. What do you know about Al Gore?
I know that he ran for president, and he kept up the fight until around November or around that time, and it was a real close vote for him and George Bush, and that some of the ballots were rigged in Florida. And that's it.
What do you know about the John Benet Ramsey case?
I know that many of the people use like sockets to get through that case, and then they thought it was her parents, and she was their daughter was like a superstar, like a model,
mm-hmm.
And was raped and killed in their attic.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Tell me what you know about Steven Spielberg.
He made Jurassic Park 1 and 2, and is one of the best directors and producers in the movie-making business, and has been nominated and won many Academy Awards. Yes, it.
What about John F. Kennedy Jr.?
He died in a plane crash. He was riding his plane, and because he was like, he had just taken lessons, and it was real foggy, so he couldn't see, and he crashed. That's it.
Okay. Mother Teresa.
She died because she got too old, and she took care of all the children in her country.
Mm-hmm.
And was like a special healer, and was like religious, was a religious nun like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay. This is the last bit. What do you know about Bill Cosby?
I know that he has starred in movies and shows. Mm-hmm. And his son died in a car crash. That's it.
Okay, what about Whitney Houston?
She is married to Bobby Brown and was sent to jail for possession of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And many people say that she is on drugs and her singing isn't so good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Okay. Jesse Jack.
He was caught in another affair with a woman and was paying her to keep quiet. And he was part of the Civil Rights Act and is a preacher.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, what about Michael Jordan?
He's one of the greatest basketball players to play and won. And when he was with the Chicago Bulls, he won the championship about 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And retired for millions of dollars. And played baseball for a while to fulfill his dad's dream. Because his daddy died. And that's it.
Okay. Rodney King. What do you know about Rodney King?
It was part of the civil rights march started by Martin Luther King and went from Montgomery to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay. Moesha.
It's a show about the life of a college student. And it's like a comedy and a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's made by Brandy, a music person. That's it.
Spike Lee.
He played in a lot of movies and made some too.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Ebonics. What do you know about Ebonics?
It's like another language. It can make language of English. And it's like slang. And it is like used by some people say it's used by mostly blacks, but I think it's usually by everybody, because all children don't speak correct English.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, last one. O.J. Simpson, what
did you hear
about him?
He married a white woman, and he was accused of killing her. And he won the case, and he used to play football. They made a movie on what they thought happened to his wife. And that's it.
Okay. And that's it. Did we run out of tape?
Nope, we still have some.